This lesson deals with transport of gases. Among the gases concerning respiration, transport of oxygen and carbon dioxide are significant. Let us begin with transport of oxygen. Oxygen is transported in blood in two forms, as physically dissolved oxygen or in combination with hemoglobin. As physically dissolved, the oxygen diffuses across the alveolar membrane and lung capillary endothelium into the blood plasma, where it is physically dissolved according to its solubility coefficient and partial pressure. About 0.003 ml of oxygen is dissolved in 100 ml of plasma at a PO2 of 1 millimeter mercury. At a PO2 of 100 millimeter mercury, 0.31 ml of oxygen gets dissolved in each 100 ml of blood. So only about 0.31 ml of dissolved oxygen is transported in 100 ml of blood as dissolved form. After entry into the blood plasma, most of the oxygen enters across the red cell membrane into the RBC. The major portion of oxygen is carried by blood is not in the physical solution but is associated with hemoglobin molecule inside the red cell. If the plasma is exposed to an atmosphere of 100 millimeters of mercury with a partial pressure of oxygen, only 0.3 ml of oxygen is taken up. But when blood is similarly allowed to equilibrate at an oxygen tension of 100 millimeter mercury, it can carry 19.9 ml, roughly about 20 ml of oxygen per 100 ml of blood. Hemoglobin present within erythrocytes are responsible for the extra uptake. Each hemoglobin molecule contains 4 heme groups. Each heme molecule contains 1 ferrous state of ion and is a reduced state which combines with 1 of the oxygen molecule. Each molecule of hemoglobin thus can combine with 4 molecules of oxygen depend on the relative concentration of hemoglobin and oxygen in the blood. When reduced hemoglobin combines with oxygen, it has been oxygenated, then it is called as oxyhemoglobin. Oxygen binding with hemoglobin is a 4-step process, including the oxygen affinity of a particular heme, which then influences the oxygenation of the other hemes in that hemoglobin molecule. These heme-to-heme interaction are responsible for the sigmoid shape of oxyhemoglobin curve. Greater the concentration of hemoglobin in blood, greater the amount of oxygen carrying capacity. At 150 millimeter of mercury, partial pressure of oxygen, the blood is nearly saturated. The loading and unloading of oxygen from the hemoglobin in the form of a graph referred to as oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve. The graph is obtained when hemoglobin is allowed to equilibrate with various partial pressure of oxygen and the values of percentage of hemoglobin saturation against the partial pressure of oxygen are plotted. For oxyhemoglobin curve, the curve will be S-shaped or sigmoid-shaped, and for myoglobin, the dissociation curve is rectangular hyperbola. Under normal conditions, at a partial pressure of oxygen of 100 millimeters of mercury, blood leaving the lungs is 95% to 98% saturated with oxygen. Further increase in partial pressure of oxygen do not increase the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood but increases the amount of oxygen in physical solution according to Henry's law. 1 gram of hemoglobin transport 1.34 ml of oxygen. The average hemoglobin concentration in a healthy animal is amounted to be 15 gram percent of the blood. In HCl blood at a PO2 of 100 millimeters of mercury with 97.5% of hemoglobin saturated with oxygen, the volume of oxygen carried as oxyhemoglobin accounts to 19.6 volume percent. Thus, 100 ml of blood carries 19.9 ml of oxygen, out of which 19.6 ml in combination with hemoglobin and remaining 0.3 ml is in physical solution. As the arterial blood reaches the tissues, oxygen is unloaded from the blood to the tissues as hemoglobin shows low affinity to oxygen, readily gives off oxygen to the tissues. The oxygen saturation falls to about 72% in venous blood. At 72% saturation of oxygen, the blood will have 14.5 ml of oxygen. Hence, each 100 ml of blood unloads approximately 5 volume percent of oxygen to the tissues. PO2 of venous blood is 40 millimeters of mercury. Thus, they favor oxygen delivery to the tissues. When they are delivering the oxygen to the tissues, the curve, which is sigmoid shape, shifts to right and downward. This has been favored by many factors like increase in partial pressure of carbon dioxide, decrease in pH, increase in temperature and increase in 2-3 dpg in RBC. Shift of dissociation curve to right results in greater release of oxygen from oxyhemoglobin due to decreased affinity of hemoglobin to oxygen. A shift to left increases the affinity of hemoglobin to oxygen and lesser oxygen is released from hemoglobin. The extent of oxygen dissociation from oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve is influenced by partial pressure of oxygen itself, partial pressure of carbon dioxide, hydrogen ion concentration, temperature and concentration of 2,3 diphosphoglycerate in erythrocytes. Increase in hydrogen ion concentration and carbon dioxide level shifts the curve to down to the right and also increases when the temperature and 2,3 dpg is increased. The 2,3 dpg level increases in hypoxia, shifting the curve to down and right causes increase in release of oxygen from the hemoglobin. The shift of oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve to down and right by increased carbon dioxide tension is termed as Bohr's effect. In tissues, as oxygen is unloaded, carbon dioxide is simultaneously taken up by the blood and this enhances unloading of oxygen. The next important transport is the transport of carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide produced during metabolism is a waste product and has been eliminated. The flow of carbon dioxide is effected under a continuous pressure gradient. There exists in that system a various gradient of partial pressures of carbon dioxide favoring transport of carbon dioxide and then release of carbon dioxide to the external environment. Transport of carbon dioxide takes place in two forms again, as physically dissolved form and in a chemical combination with RBC, plasma and also with hemoglobin. As physically dissolved form, compared to oxygen, carbon dioxide is 24 times more soluble in blood plasma. Only about 5 to 7% of total carbon dioxide carried by the blood is in a simple physical solution. The factors that determine the transport are the partial pressure of carbon dioxide as per the Henry's law and temperature. Both plasma and cells can transport carbon dioxide in a physically dissolved state. The solubility factor per liter for carbon dioxide at 38 degree centigrade is 0.03 for plasma and 0.025 for cells. Transport in chemical combination. By far, the greater proportion of carbon dioxide is transported in blood in chemical combination as bicarbonate ion. Majority of the carbon dioxide diffusing into the blood combines with water forms carbonic acid, which is immediately dissociate into bicarbonate ion and hydrogen ion. This reaction is a reversible reaction favored by carbonic anhydrase, and this reaction is major reaction by which the plasma proteins and hemoglobin buffer to remove the excess hydrogen ion. The chief buffers of plasma that provides for buffering action by combining with hydrogen ion is protease buffer system, which comprises of protease and protein. The partial pressure of carbon dioxide in tissues is higher than in arterial blood, causes diffusion of carbon dioxide into blood and forces the reaction towards the formation of bicarbonate. This increase in bicarbonate represents transports due to plasma protein. When venous blood reaches the lungs, carbon dioxide diffuses into alveolar air and is exhaled out. This causes the preceding reaction to form the carbonic acid. The pH of arterial plasma decreases about 0.025 units in becoming venous plasma. The transport of carbon dioxide as bicarbonate ion by plasma protein represents 4% of total carbon dioxide transport. Yet another mechanism of carbon dioxide which accounts to major transport is by combination with hemoglobin, which is known as isohydric transport of carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide from tissues enter plasma, then they move into RBC. Carbonic acid formation by the reaction of carbon dioxide with water is too slow to less of importance in plasma, but inside the RBC, the enzyme carbonic anhydrase catalyzes the reaction between carbon dioxide and water, accelerating the formation of carbonic acid to about 5000 folds. Carbonic acid rapidly and spontaneously dissociates into hydrogen ion and bicarbonate ion. Since an increase in hydrogen ion concentration is severely detrimental to an organism, a base buffer must be available to remove the excess hydrogen ion. The hemoglobin provides the buffering and removes the excess hydrogen ions. In tissue, oxyhemoglobin delivers oxygen and becomes deoxygenated hemoglobin. The deoxygenated hemoglobin is a weaker acid than oxyhemoglobin and functions as a better buffer, readily combines with hydrogen ion and facilitates the formation of bicarbonic acid. Hemoglobin is a major buffer in blood that removes the free hydrogen ion from the blood, and an equal quantity of bicarbonate is also left to the fluids. The bicarbonate diffuses out of RBC into the plasma due to the concentration gradient by exchanging chloride ions. The chloride ions are exchanged from the plasma with bicarbonate ion across the RBC membrane, and this is referred to as chloride shift or hamburger shift. Isohydric transport accounts to 70% of carbon dioxide transport. In lungs, high PO2 favors diffusion of oxygen into the red blood cells and oxygenates the hemoglobin. On oxygenation, the HHB, that is reduced hemoglobin, becomes oxyhemoglobin and releases hydrogen ions. This hydrogen ion combines with bicarbonate and drives the reaction to form carbonic acid. The next form of carbon dioxide transport is carbaminohemoglobin. Hemoglobin contains terminal amino group which reversibly react with carbon dioxide to form an unstable carbamino compound. 20% of carbon dioxide is roughly transported as carbaminohemoglobin. Though plasma proteins can also form carbamino compounds, this reaction in plasma is negligible because free amino group in plasma is relatively less. The carbon dioxide equilibrium curve represents the total carbon dioxide to be transported, which includes all form of carbon dioxide transport. The total quantity of carbon dioxide combined with blood in all forms of transport of carbon dioxide depends primarily on partial pressure of carbon dioxide, which can be expressed through the carbon dioxide equilibration curve. The partial pressure of carbon dioxide ranges between 40 millimeters of mercury in the arterial blood and 45 millimeters of mercury in venous blood. At the capillary bed, the concentration of carbon dioxide rises to 52 volumes per cent and the level falls to 48 volumes per cent as the blood passes through the lungs. Hence, 4 volume percent of this is actually exchanged in the process of transporting carbon dioxide from tissues to the lungs. The combining of carbon dioxide with hemoglobin is influenced by the degree of oxygen saturation of hemoglobin. Greater the oxygen saturation, lesser is the carbon dioxide carrying power and more the displacement of carbon dioxide at the lung level. This effect is known as Haldane's effect. On oxygenation of hemoglobin, hemoglobin becomes a stronger acid, as reduced hemoglobin being a weaker acid and displaces carbon dioxide from carbaminohemoglobin. This oxyhemoglobin is highly acidic. The increased acidity of oxyhemoglobin causes increased release of hydrogen ions, which combines with bicarbonate ion to form carbonic acid. In the lung, the carbonic acid on dissociation releases carbon dioxide and water. Hypoxia is a term to denote inadequate supply of oxygen to the tissues. Anoxia is yet another term denoting total absence of oxygen. Hypoxia shows certain cerebral symptoms as those structure cannot tolerate oxygen lack. Hypoxia can be classified as anoxic hypoxia, anemic anoxia, stagnant hypoxia or histotoxic hypoxia. In anoxic hypoxia, which is commonly known as ambient hypoxia, which is due to reduced alveolar ventilation and reduced oxygen tension in blood caused due to obstruction of airway passages, paralysis of respiratory muscle, pulmonary disease or congenital diseases of heart. Ambient anoxia is caused by low partial pressure of oxygen in environmental air in high altitudes or closed spaces. Symptoms normally seen include dyspnea, alkalemia, high cardiac output, increased pulse pressure and dilatation of peripheral vessels. Anemic anoxia, wherein there is a decrease in oxygen carrying capacity of hemoglobin due to low concentration of hemoglobin seen in hemorrhages, anemia, carbon monoxide poisoning. In this case, The partial pressure of oxygen is normal, but there is an insufficient oxygen delivery to the tissues, results in increased cardiac output and rapid circulation time. In stagnant hypoxia, the oxygen content of arterial blood is normal, but the tissues receive low oxygen supply because general or local circulation failure. In histotoxic hypoxia, the tissue oxidation is interfered due to cyanide poisoning. Paralysis of cytochrome oxidase system is responsible for this condition. The amount of oxygen and partial pressure of oxygen are normal in arterial blood and above normal in venous blood.